This is Tri-States Public Radio News. It's harvest season, so farmers are working hard to get their crops out of the field before winter. That would have been difficult for one Lee County family until the community stepped in to lend a hand. Joanne Nisley of Rural Donaldson says farming was her husband Bill's passion.
In fact, the day before my husband got hurt, I picked him up at another farm we ran, and he said, "Just look at the silks on these corns. They're beautiful. And all the ears on the corn." So we have a record crop, and he's not even here to see it.
Bill Nisley died this summer as a result of injuries he sustained in an accident on his farm.
Bill was a very wonderful husband. Everybody loved him. He would help anybody.
And it turns out, people were willing to help Bill and his family. Joanne Nisley says her family tried to get started harvesting more than 150 acres of corn and soybeans over the weekend, but ran into equipment problems. That's when her brother Gary Schiller stepped in.
When my brother-in-law got killed, and I told my sister, I said, "Don't worry about the crop. We'll put something together to take it out."
Schiller says he'd already talked to neighboring farmers about helping out. He says he woke up at 2:30 Monday morning and decided Tuesday was the day to clear Bill and Joanne's fields.
I'm laying there in bed and I looked at the forecast. It was going to rain Wednesday. Well, I knew everybody was kind of in a deal, so we just decided, well, we're going to do it.
Two combines cleared corn Tuesday from a field along Highway 2 just west of Donaldson. Schiller says two more worked at a field across a tree line. He says more than 30 people showed up to help, including neighbors and FFA students from Central Lee High School. The harvesting crew cleared the fields in about 6 hours. Joanne Nisley says it's heartwarming to see so many people give up their time and energy in memory of her husband, Bill.
I knew we had lots of friends when he passed away because we had 831 people show up at the funeral home, and people went home because the line was so long. I mean, it just... You know, you have friends, but you do not know how many friends you really have until something like this happens.
The land will continue to be farmed in the future, but not by Nisley. She plans to lease or rent it in time for planting season next spring. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.